The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we have it covered here for you thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist, and today we have the follow-up to the last At the Podium, which had the news of Eagles head coach Doug Peterson testing positive for COVID-19 before we kicked it over to the Jim Schwartz press conference. Shortly after that, Doug Peterson spoke with the media about what was going on with him, and to boil down some of the talking points that you're going to hear from him, Peterson does say that he feels great and that his energy levels are high, and says that he realizes that he can still do an effective job running the team virtually, which I think a lot of coaches and teams are finding out this offseason and could lead to some changes even after this is all over or contained or what have you. Peterson and the Eagles had a contingency plan in place for all of this. They have similar plans for other coaches, staff, players, and that's important because these things are inevitable, and the teams that have the best plans in place and deal with it in the most effective manner are going to have an advantage. And in talking about assistant head coach Deuce Staley's role as he runs things in-house, assuming Doug's role essentially, Peterson said that they'll talk each morning and Deuce will, to use Doug's words, carry the torch, and that he's done a great job of that so far. And this is something that I mentioned on the last At the Podium, the strength that the Eagles have in the offensive side of the ball with their coaching staff that have been with the team for a while. They can be able to communicate, continue teaching with the players without missing a beat. So he also said he wouldn't speculate on a timetable on when he'll be back. As I noted before in the last At the Podium, that could be theoretically as soon as Friday, if not, maybe August 12th when the pads come on. He said he's still confident that they're going to play as far as the NFL and the Eagles, and I'm hopeful for the same. I know you are as well, gentle listener. So we'll kick it over to that full conversation here in a second. Before I do that, a couple production notes and some NFL updates. Coming soon here on the feed is the much-anticipated yearly jersey number analytics show with BLG and Benjamin Solak. That's always a fun and popular one, and it is long overdue. We'll have other new shows dropping in the feed as well, like QB Factory and others, so make sure that you're subscribed and following at @BGN_radio on Twitter to get notified when these things drop into the feed. Leave 5 stars and a written review on iTunes, as that really helps us out. Looking around the NFL, the Washington football team backup linebacker Josh Harvey Clemens has opted out of the 2020 NFL season, and former Washington football team tight end Jordan Reed is trying to make a return to action, and he'll do so as a member of the San Francisco 49ers. It is a one-year deal filled with incentives for obvious reasons, as Reed has missed all of 2019, he has never played a full season, and has a very concerning history with injuries and concussions specifically. The 49ers were interested in Austin Hooper previously, who ended up signing a big deal with the Browns. Shanahan coached Hooper in Atlanta and Reed in Washington. So in the end, he gets a guy that he is very familiar with. And now it's just a matter of keeping Reed on the field and healthy. And look, it's a low risk, high reward proposition for the 49ers. So not much else to point out there. Going back to the opt-outs for a second, Dan Graziano of ESPN had this to say, quote, per source, NFL opt-out deadline is now expected to be Thursday or Friday. Attorneys continue to finalize language of the agreement, but appears the NFLPA will agree to shorten window between agreement and deadline, which is originally 7 days, in return for some concessions on final language, end quote. Along that same vein, Ian Rappaport tweeted out that, quote, the agreement between the NFL and NFLPA revising the CBA amid the COVID-19 pandemic is very close to being finalized and signed, source said. It may not be today, but it should be soon. The side spoke today to hammer out the final news items, end quote. So in summation, football question mark? Football exclamation point. There will be an attempt anyway, so we can only cross our fingers and hope for the best. All right, that's the information that I have at the time of this recording, which will probably date itself rather quickly. But for now, let's go to Doug Peterson's chat with the media right now.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for being here. You can go ahead and make opening remarks, and then we'll open it up to Ruben Frank and then Kristen Rogers.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks, Brett. First of all, listen, I appreciate everyone's well wishes. Had a lot of text messages, phone calls the last, 24 hours or so. And listen, I know this virus affects people differently, and I'm very respectful and mindful of that. And I also want everybody to know that I'm, listen, I feel great. Energy level's high. Had really no symptoms whatsoever. And I'm very fortunate, because I do know and understand that, this virus attacks people a little bit differently. I've been in great communication, constant communication, not only with our medical team and doctors, but also my staff and the team itself. And I can still control, I think one of the things that I've learned this off season is I can still run the team, virtually. And that's what I have been able to do today, even yesterday, holding staff meetings, things of that nature, team meetings. And I also want to reiterate the fact that, I'm very comfortable and confident that the protocols that we have in place at NovaCare are for their, for the best interest of the football team and all those that enter that building. It still is a very safe environment. And one of the things that, we all need to learn, and what I need to learn taken away from this is obviously we need to protect ourselves when we're in the community, away from the building, continue to wash our hands, wear our masks, do the social distancing that, medical teams and doctors have prescribed. So, obviously, we're taking this very seriously around our building and in our everyday lives. And again, we need to continue to do so. So, we understand that things like this are going to happen. And, I've been able to talk with my staff about contingencies, not only with players, but also with staff members. I mentioned, I believe last week, when we got together about this. So, I'm not going to speculate on a timetable for me. I treat it just like players. So I'm not going to speculate on that. And, when I'm back, I'm back. So, with that, we'll open it up for questions, and hope everybody's doing well and staying safe.
Okay, go ahead, Ruben, and then Kristen Rogers.
Hey, Doug, glad you're feeling well. We're all concerned about you. It sounds like you know that you contracted this outside the NovaCare complex. Are you pretty confident that that's the case? And what gives you that sense?
Yeah, listen. And respectfully, and I'm going to say this one time, and I'm going to leave it at that. This is something that I don't necessarily want to comment on for myself or speculate on anyone else, obviously. I'm just going to reiterate the fact that, I feel very good about the safety of our building and the protocols that we have in place. That's one thing that I do know. And obviously going through this has reinforced that, for me at this time.
Okay, go ahead, Kristen, and then Rob Motti.
Hey, Doug, glad that you're feeling well and at least showing no symptoms as of now. Talking to some of the players yesterday, they said that your message to the team is that it's not just about one guy. When we talk about the contingency plans for the players, for both you coaching virtually, curious what you're trying to tell the guys right now, because it is inevitable, maybe not you testing positive again, but it is inevitable that these players will test positive at some point during this season.
You're exactly right, and that's been my message really all off season when we went virtual way back March 12th, March 13th, and the message still is obviously we have to protect ourselves not only in and around the building but outside the building as well. But you know what, the thing is too that it's never been since I've been head coach in Philadelphia. It's never been about one guy or one group of guys or whatever. It's been about everybody. And this is no different, you know. Obviously, I'm fortunate that this is happening at this time of, you know, our season or our training camp at the beginning, and not necessarily, say, in October, November, where you could miss, you know, games. So it's a matter of just protecting each other. And our goals don't change, obviously. We're going to, you know, continue to press forward one day at a time.
Go ahead, Rob, and then Les Bowen.
Hey, Doug, glad to hear you're doing well. Hope your family stays safe also. Could you tell us a little bit about, I know you want to do as much as you can virtually, but does Deuce Staley take on a bigger role inside the building, and what is going to happen with that kind of structure?
Yeah, you know, I do everything I can virtually. You know, I just finished up a bunch of player meetings, you know, group meetings this morning already. Guys are getting ready for a walkthrough on the field, and yeah, Deuce being the assistant head coach, he just assumes my role, you know, the day-to-day activities, in the building. And so, he and I, talk, every single morning. I give him, you know, through communication with him, give him sort of, you know, my thoughts on where I'm leading and what I'm thinking. And then he carries that message forward, but, he's done a great job, obviously, so far, and we'll continue that going.
Les, and then Zach Berman.
Hey, Doug, thanks for talking to us. Are you so obviously you're at home? Are you quarantining from the rest of your family, or are you getting the rest of the family tested? Are you concerned about that at all?
Yeah, I'm quarantining away from my family, you know, and so I'm making sure that I keep my distance, you know, from them, and you know. Wear my mask, wash my hands, you know, do those things while I'm here at home.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Paul Domowicz.
Hey, Doug, you said last week that there are contingencies for everyone in the organization. How much thought had you put into this possibility before it happened? And does this affect or change the way you're going to plan those contingencies going forward?
Yeah, no, great question. You know, for me, I have thought a lot about the contingencies, and this doesn't just happen. You know, I thought about this quite a bit over the summer, you know, if something like this were to come up, not only with me, but with any of my staff or any of the players. And, you know, this is why I feel really, really good about, my staff, the guys I have in place to carry the torch, so to speak, in somebody's absence. And of course, you know, in my absence at this time, and the same way with players, you know, you treat it. I guess you treat it just like, you know, if a guy were to get hurt, you know, and they're going to miss some time, and you got to have the next guy prepared and ready to go. And this is no different.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Paul, and then Dave Zingaro.
Doug, we were talking to some of your late-round picks yesterday. Is this a bad year to be a late-round pick or an undrafted player? I mean, how do these guys compensate as far as flashing for you and the coaching staff without preseason games?
Number one, I think that this is actually a good time to be a late round pick and possibly a free agent, even these young draft picks. And the reason I say that is because they, you know, we've already had a week with them on the grass. We're going to get some really good opportunities here, in these next coming weeks. They're going to learn a lot from the veterans. The way I've got the schedule set up is for them to learn and to be successful. And then once we get into the padded, a portion of training camp is where we really get to see, you know, where these guys are. And so, you know, it's when you have an opportunity like this, it's for all of us as coaches in particular, of coaching everybody up. It is not just about the starters and getting them prepared, which we do every year. But now, more importantly, it's about getting these young guys, because we truly feel that these young guys are going to be the ones that are going to have to help us, you know, throughout the entire season.
Go ahead, Dave, and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Doug, this weekend we saw two starting quarterbacks end up on the reserve COVID list. We talked about this a couple months ago, but have you given any more thought to the possibility of quarantining a quarterback, just given the importance of that position?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, that that happens. And I think we know that, you know, these things are going to happen probably throughout the course of the season. You know, if it happens, you hope it happens early enough where you don't get to the regular season, but, conversations that are ongoing still with my staff and offensive guys on staff, you know, Press and Rich, Marty, you know, those guys, and haven't decided anything yet on that, obviously, but it is something to consider as we move forward.
Jeff and then Mike K.
Doug, what rules do you have in place for the players for when they leave the building? What can they do?
What rules do I have in place? Well, I mean, obviously it's typical training camp and, you know, we have curfew at 11, at the hotel. The days are filled. You know, the days are filled. We're on a 12-hour work day with the players and there's not a lot of time at the end of the day. So, you know, listen, you know, once they leave the building, they're on their own, and it's up to me and my staff and our trainers and doctors to educate them on, you know, the protocol is obviously outside of the building. So this is just a great time for me to be to be kind of an ambassador, to be a leader, to really, educate our team on how to, you know, protect ourselves outside the building.
We got time for a couple more. So we'll do Mike and then John Clark.
Doug, the Saints sequestered, a part of a hotel to kind of rent things out and kind of control the traffic coming in and out. Have you guys discussed that at all about potentially maybe renting out a hotel and kind of forming a home base for the team during the season?
Well, as you know, we use the Courtyard Marriott down at the Navy Yard as our team hotel for training camp. And obviously, you know, these are all things that were negotiated between the players and management. And we've actually given the players, the veteran players who have homes here, we've given them, you know, the option to either stay at the hotel or stay at home. That's part of the agreement. And listen, everybody's situation is different. Everybody wants to protect their families, obviously. And I understand that. So, we do give them that option to decide.
Go ahead, John.
Doug, I imagine that you have taken safety, you know, and had protocols when you're outside and not at the facility and you got the virus. So does your perspective change at all on your confidence about the NFL and you guys being able to have a season safely and keeping everybody healthy?
My confidence hasn't changed at all. I'm extremely, obviously optimistic, but, you know, I feel like we're going to play. I'm confident that we're going to play. You know, and it's unfortunate. I told my team last night, you know, this virus, it holds no prejudices, right? It doesn't matter. It can affect any one of us. And I'm sure many of you have had family members or loved ones or people that you know have been affected by this virus. So that part of it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that we've got to, you know, abide by the protocols that are in place. They're in place for a reason, obviously for our safety. Our building is a great place to be. It is a safe place to be for our players and coaches and all who are involved. So I'm looking forward. It's full steam ahead for me. I'm itching to get back in the building at some point and be around our players and get these guys ready for a season.
BGN.